The United States did not notify the Libyan government before carrying out the June 14th operation that captured Ahmed Abu Qatala, allegedly behind the September 11, 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi that killed U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. And it did not take long for Libyan officials to express anger at the American mission. Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed El Saoud in Tripoli.
The government condemns this unfortunate attack on Libyan sovereignty without prior knowledge of the Libyan government in a time the city of Benghazi suffers from security disruptions.
The current security situation, Libyan officials say, made it difficult for Libyan law enforcement to act on their own warrant for Qatala. They're demanding the Islamist militants return to Libyan soil for trial. But U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki rejected that demand Wednesday and said the unilateral operation had been planned for some time.
It should come as no surprise, given the tragedy that occurred on September 11, 2012, that we would take the opportunity to apprehend this individual and bring him to justice. And we've long stated that as a priority of the United States.
Like the May 2011 Special Forces raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, American officials say Qatala's capture was undertaken in accordance with the United States' inherent right to self-defense. Daniel Serwer is a conflict management professor at Johns Hopkins University.
We not only nab people, we kill people in other countries. And, you know, that may be justified on the basis of self-defense, but I don't think there's much in international law that really allows it. What allows it is the lack of full sovereignty.
And in this case, he says, Libya's limited sovereignty, with the country's inability to fully control its own territory or establish law and order.
The right thing to do is to have the Libyans arrest him and extradite him, but that's extraordinarily difficult for the Libyans. It's difficult because they don't have the security forces to do it, but it's also difficult politically in the current situation.
Serwer says the preferred method is for the United States to work with viable states it enjoys friendly ties with. But as in Pakistan, Yemen, and now Libya, that's not always the case. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Washington.